latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM Update with Cam Want.
Why do radio stations play the same songs over and over again? This week, we dive into the intricately balanced world of Christian radio to find out. The choice of songs a radio station airs is not a simple one, and there's many reasons why some songs are chosen and some are not. Radio play works in rotations, and these are tiered. The highest level of rotation can see a song played frequently, and that can be every 2 or 3 hours, sometimes more often with younger demographics. And the lowest rotations can see a song played every few days or every month, depending on the size of the list. So how does a song make it to rotation? Often, that's a toss-up between the song's popularity as measured by phone calls, streaming, CD and digital sales, and market research. Some add songs simply because the vibe of the song fits the vibe of the station. But let's back up a little and talk about market research. Most songs are tested before they find their way to air and after several months of airplay. This is especially true in America, but it also happens here. According to Finney Media in the US, the top 5 artists that Christians in America want to hear most on radio are Chris Tomlin, Casting Crowns, Jeremy Camp, Mercy Me, and Christian Stanfill. Not all of those are familiar names in Australia. The top 5 songs are Reckless Love, Corey Asbury, Resurrection Power, Chris Tomlin, Grace Got You, Mercy Me, Freedom Hymn, Austin French, and So Will I, 100 Billion Times, Hillsong Worship. It's amazing to see an Aussie track in the top 5, but it gets better, and this is the real purpose of this report. This week, Finney Media published a list of the 10 top-testing songs by female artists, or songs with a female lead. And that research tells us that Lauren Daigle and Australia's Hillsong dominate the top 10. According to the research, Lauren Daigle has 4 songs in the top 10, and Australia's Hillsong has 4 tunes spread across its worship and United brands. Let's have a closer look. Coming in at number 10 is Hillsong Worship with the first of its 3 entries, So Will I, 100 Billion Times. At 9 is Lauren Daigle's first appearance with How Can It Be. United makes its only entry in the top 10 at 8 with Oceans, Where Feet May Fail. Hillsong Worship follows at 7 with What a Beautiful Name. And Lauren Daigle returns at number 6 with O Lord. At 5 is the song Thy Will from Hilary Scott, who, as well as having a solo career, is the co-lead singer of Lady Antebellum. Hillsong Worship has the last of its 3 entries at number 4 with Who You Say I Am. Francesca Battistelli is 3rd with Holy Spirit. And Lauren Daigle comes in at number 2 and number 1 with Trust in You and You Say. This is an amazing result for Daigle and Hillsong, considering that some of the songs are 4 or 5 years old, and yet they're still loved and dominate the airwaves today. No doubt stations throughout Australia will be looking at this research to see what applies to their market. So, if you hear a little more music from Hillsong and Daigle on the radio in the coming month, you'll know why. It's a great achievement to see music from down under become so endeared to people on the other side of the world. We're obviously doing something right. Congrats to Hillsong. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.